podcast for witches, intersectional feminists, and Wiccans alike, with a focus on current events, witchcraft, paganism, and life as a person of color, aka my day-to-day life. Before we get started, just some basic housekeeping. If I research something or have done research, it will be cited on the blog post with a corresponding title. I will be using the terms Wiccan, pagan, and witch interchangeably, but only in reference to myself because I identify with all of these titles. This does not imply that they are the same thing. And I love being able to make my podcast and blog for you all, but this podcast will sometimes contain ads to help me pay for necessities in college. If you would like to support me and my work and minimize the need for ads, please go to anchor.fm/wiccantations and hit the support button. Starting at as little as 99 cents per month, you can subscribe and help me financially. Any donations are greatly appreciated. Thank you. This is an arts and the craft episode. This means that I will be talking about witchcraft with no inherent religious or celestial affiliation. Merry Mid and blessed be everyone. Welcome back to Wiccantations, which you've already heard in my intro that I have for a reason. Sorry. I'm going to get into everything about Imbolc in a minute. But first, let me take a minute to gush about you guys, my lovely, lovely listeners, okay? I didn't think that this podcast was going to be listened to by anyone. I thought it was going to be, like, 10 people, and that was going to be an iffy number, and I would get, like, maybe 10 on my first episode, and no one was going to listen to me ever again. I just looked at my stats today, and because I unpublished pretty much all of my previous episodes that are now, like, going to be entering the trash, I have... I swear to you, 1,100 listeners, well, listens in total, and I am so happy and so excited that I have this. Like, it's, I don't think you guys understand how happy this makes me. Like, first and foremost, I earned $9.59. Like, I know that's, like, barely even a meal at Chipotle, but when you're broke like I am, that's a lot of money. Like, that is a meal, and that's, like, really, really exciting for me. And I did not think that this would go anywhere. Now, if only my Instagram could get to that level. It's not, which is fine. I'm going to try. I've been trying to, like, post a picture and an image to go with every podcast. We're going to see how it works out. But we're trying, you know? We're trying. We're putting in the effort. We're putting in the work. I think most of, like, my picture, and I'm trying to, like, alternate, like, drawing photo. So we'll see how that works, if I can actually maintain it for once and maintain, like, a grid. Oh, I don't know. But, like, I'm very, very excited. Thank you so much, guys. I averaged, like, 200 listens an episode, and I didn't think I would get here with literally, like, 5 episodes, because I don't count anything that happened pre-January. So that was a mess. But, like, thank you guys really so much. Like, it means a lot to me that you guys are actually here and listening, that, like, enough of you are, I want to say, I'd like to think, coming back to my podcast to be that continuous, like, 200 or so followers. Like, if that really, really excites me. So thank you again. What we're going to get started in is Imbolc. All right, so basically, I'm going to cover the basics of Imbolc. I'm going to talk about some of the different origins from it. I will be posting my podcast later tonight, my blog post later tonight. First blog post ever, and I will actually post it this time, I promise you guys. So, especially because this is one of the ones where, like, I really need the sources, especially because I link and refer to some other things that you obviously can't get a source through in a podcast. So I will make sure to post this blog, and then I'll try to back post for the previous words, ooh, I'm so sorry you had to hear that sound, for the previous 2 or 3 episodes that I've missed. But yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you guys again. Okay, sorry, all done gushing now, I promise. Let's go. Okay, happy Imbolc, guys. I did not say that. Happy belated Imbolc. Imbolc was February 2nd, And so now I'm going to start going into the basis of it. So In Bulk is a Sabbath that falls on February 2nd, centered around kind of, you know, the beginning of spring. It's the first holiday in the Gregorian calendar, which is technically the calendar that people use now with, like, January through December, 30 or 31 days in a month, with the exception of February, every fourth month, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So just to make sure, like, you know what that is. 1 second. Where to put it? Yeah, so it's like the beginning of spring and also like considered new beginnings in general. I guess if you wanted to, you could consider it the beginning of the Wiccan, of like a calendar. It really depends, like outside of the fact that it's outside of the Gregorian calendar kind of thing, but like in the sense that, like, the beginning of a spring is, like, the height of the season. So, you're, like, starting the season on a high note. And then you're ending it on, like, Yule. I don't know. Depends on your point of view. But, yeah. So, it's a Sabbath that falls on February 2nd, centered around the beginning of spring. The name originates from the Irish Gaelic. I'm gonna say this wrong. Oimilc, which means ewe's milk. That's because In Bulk generally falls around the end of wintertime / beginning of spring, which is when ewes, which I should have looked this up. I didn't think about it, but I'm pretty sure like a type of goat, sheep kind of thing, because their children are called lambs. So like this is when, around the time they start nursing. So I figure they're like a goat, sheep kind of thing, you know, maybe a breed of sheep. Yeah, that makes sense. But in addition to the Irish Gaelic ancestry, which is most, I want to go with mainstream surrounding this holiday, and what most of the stuff around it is based on, it also has Egyptian, Roman, and Christian ancestries. So the Egyptians had what was called the Feast of Nut on February 2nd, based on the Gregorian calendar. So that's when it would fall from their calendar onto ours. I don't know how the Egyptian calendar works, so don't ask, please. Nut was a matron to the sun god Ra. So basically like a mother figure, not necessarily like his biological mom. And she is normally portrayed as a nude woman covered in scars, usually above the earth god Jeb, one of the two, sorry, pronunciation of things. Nut is exactly what it sounds like N-U-T, nut. And she was an Egyptian goddess, but yeah, kind of like it's the antithesis of like the earth and the sky kind of thing. You know, the tropes that have like, in the balance that has carried on throughout like centuries and thousands of years. So the Romans knew this time of year as Lupercalia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I take Latin, so I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. Like, I also, any of you who sing Latin, it's Lupercalia, okay? Don't come here with some Lupercalia business. I don't like it. I can't stand it. Don't do that to me. I sing Latin, and like there's differentiation in pronunciation of certain like words and phrases and like syllables. So, like, the word dulci, which, like, think dulce de leche, so D-U-L, but with an I instead, so D-U-L-C-I. In singing Latin, is pronounced in dulci, but in speaking Latin, it's pronounced in dulci. So, it gets annoying. But, yeah, so they do this time of year as Lupercalia, which is a purification ritual held 2 days after the Ides of February, also known as February 15th. So after sacrificing a goat, men would run through the streets hitting people with a goat hide. Anyone who got hit would be considered lucky for a period of time. I'm not sure what that period of time is. This is a bit of a rushed episode, so I didn't really look at too many sources outside of the main one that I used for this, which is Patty Wigginton's articles on Thought.co. I personally think that she's a very credible source. She seems to know a lot about what she's talking about. I don't think she conflates anything. And from what I've heard from other people and like, I want to say mentor. Do I want to say mentor? Let's call him my mentor. And my, cause it's a little weird because he's my age and we're like friends, but he's also kind of the one who got me into Wicca and paganism and witchcraft and all that. That's another story for another day. But yeah, she's the one who my mentor recommended to me, so I haven't done any personal research myself, but I'd like to think that she's a credible source, and so that the information I'm getting from her is correct, and that she did her research. And so this is one of the few times that a Roman celebration, back to the topic, sorry, this is one of the few times that a Roman celebration is not surrounding a temple and or a deity, but instead surrounding like Romulus and Remus. And her name is not Lupa, but like the mother wolf. I don't remember what her name is in actual Roman mythology, but like the mother wolf that took care of Romulus and Remus, which is what this ritual is for. So kind of like the sacrificing of a goat and the goat hide, because they probably hunted with her and therefore were covered in. I think you can get the progression. And then finally, Christianity. So when Christianity took over Ireland, they integrated the goddess Brigid into the religion as a saint to appease the people, because old Christianity weren't the nicest people ever. Old Christians were not the nicest people. They took over a lot of other religions and they covered them, and they like basically walked all over a lot of indigenous religions. So this is one of those things where they're kind of like trying to appease the people yet also take over. So they created, they made the goddess, Irish goddess Brigid, into a saint to appease the people, creating Saint Brigid's Day. So she's associated with early nuns, and but it's not really stated as to whether she is a real, known as to whether she is a real person or not. So some ways to celebrate Imbolc, which is a time of like new beginnings and like purification and that kind of thing, is a fire fun fact about Imbolc is that a lot of it is surrounding like love and purification at this time, especially because, and that's may have, I don't know whether Valentine's Day has something to do with Imbolc or it's vice versa, but like, yeah, they kind of like are close to each other, and I think that's for a reason. So some ways to celebrate Imbolc are through fire purification ceremony, tarot reading, altar setup, prayer and or blessing, crafts, love potions. I have iffy ethics on love potions and love spells. It really depends on what you're doing. Self-care, etc., etc. But self-care is an all-the-time kind of thing that everyone should do. So some of these I will be linking to and, like, for possible projects, also found on ThoughtCo from, I don't want to say from Patty Wigginson because I don't remember off the top of my head, but, like, found on the blog page that I use from her. Some found from outside sources, but those will all be linked to at the bottom. What I will be going into for this podcast episode, however, is the fire purification ritual, and this is how I do it. So I wanted to give you guys as big of a range of options as possible. So from the people who, like me, are like pretty much doing this all in your head and with the paper, with like the pen and paper you may or may not have in front of you, to like people who have access to all the tools that they would like to use, to like string and candles and matches and fire safe containers and incense burners and etc., etc. What was I about to say? Okay, yeah. So when you start out, I personally believe in using either a pentagram or a pentacle. If I remember my information correctly, a pentagram is technically just a five-pointed star with no negative connotations. Inverted pentagram is a different story, and that goes into like a bit of history that I haven't done the research on yet, so that's a story for another day. But like a pentagram is a five-pointed star, essentially to symbolize the five elements, the four elements plus spirit, versus like a pentacle, which is also a five-pointed star, but it's encapsulated in a circle. It's showing the like, to further illustrate the connectivity between all of the points. So personally, it really depends on how I'm feeling. That I when it comes to rituals, I have a preference for the pentacle, but if you want to use just a pentagram, if you want to use like a four-pointed kind of thing, if you're not like a fan of spirit, if you want to do, you can do whatever shape you want. But what I want, my personal you can do either one of two things. First, you could either write down, if you are doing this with like matches and have candles and have some of them more like in, actually, did I go over ingredients? I'm so sorry, I did not go over the ingredients. Why am I calling them ingredients? I should say materials. This ingredient sounds like this is a recipe, which it is not. Okay, so your materials are, I literally wrote down ingredients, which is like why I'm having this issue. So your materials are matches, either a physical match or a mental match. Just like conjure the image of what a match will look like in your head. And that's the only like true requirement. So everything following after this is optional. So pencil, paper and pencil, which is optional. Fire safe container, which is optional. Some form of incense or candle, which is optional. And then 5 separate candles, which is optional. So of the 5 candles, I'm so sorry you had to just hear me cough on audio, but like with this program, there's no way for me to cut that out. I'm sorry. So there's red for fire, blue for water, yellow for air, green for earth, and white/purple for spirit. Some images I see say white, some things say purple. I haven't done any like in-depth research on it yet, so I don't really have a consensus for you guys. So I guess at this moment, do your own research. I will do mine on a later date. Because, you know, I'm not perfect and I don't have like endless amounts of time to do this as much as I would like to. Okay, so your instructions. If you are using a paper and pencil, you could either do this right now or you could do it later in the ritual. It depends on your comfortability with like burning candles and other things. But take the time to like write down what, and if you're not doing it physically, just like do this mentally. Take the time to think about what you want to get rid of in your life. Things you want to either like fix and like rekindle, or things you want to like flat out get rid of and purify in that way. Anything along those lines. It could literally be, I need to clean my fridge. Or it could be as complex as like, hey, there's this really toxic person that I need to cut out of my life. Like it could be anywhere in between. It just matters that you have this intention and you really want to do it. And that it's some form of purification. It doesn't have to be, but I think I'd prefer, my personal preference is that it should be something you intend to get rid of. So you can either keep that mental list in your head or write it down physically on pieces of paper. And then if you're writing it down, like make sure you leave space in between to cut it up and like make it into like individual pieces later on. Because I think kind of just like it's more symbolic that way for me. Okay, so this is a point where you're about to open your circle. Now, first and foremost, you don't have to do this with a circle. This is my preference. This is how I would, I either am doing it / would like to do it to varying degrees. So this is where you open your circle, which for personal preference is a pentacle. And I personally would either like do this on some sort of like hardwood floor where I could like take some chalk or some salt or some other like non-floor destroying like powder marker type thing to like draw that pentacle, or you could use, if you have like a prayer cloth or something, you could create it on there with your objects, etc., etc. But this is where you set your candles down. So the way I do it, this is my personal preference, you can set your candles down in any order, but the way I, and then this is where you start inviting the elements into your circle. So I use yellow for air, and I have that on the left. Like, using the example of the pentacle, it's the furthermost. Wow. I'm sorry. On my furthermost right point. On your right hand, the hand that does not make an L when it's facing you. Place the yellow candle on the furthermost right point, and then going, what direction is that? Clockwise from there, it goes, for me personally, it goes yellow, red, blue, green, white/purple, which in the order of the elements would be air, what did I just say? Wow, I'm sorry. Air, fire, water, earth, spirit. That's how I like to do it. You could do it in a different order. It's how you choose. It's up to you. This is just my preference. I'm sorry I keep saying that, but I really want to like set in that point that like this is not set in stone. Please do not take my word as law. I am not the main authority on this. I'm still learning. But yeah, that's how I like to do it. So as you write down everything you want to get go, you already wrote down everything you want to let go of, or you will be doing this at this point in time. And then you invite the elements into your circle. The way I like to do this is I kind of like to give each element a little intro based on whatever I wish to do. So let's say, so for this one specifically, an example of something I would say is like, air, you carry my negative thoughts with you. Sorry, I'm like making this up on the spot. Normally I like plan this out with more intention beforehand, but I'm not performing the ritual right now because I'm just explaining it to you. So this is a little impromptu. Like, air, you carry my intentions with you to others, and you also carry away my negative thoughts and all the bad people around me. I call you into this circle. Earth, I'm like looking at my list, and I have my list in a different order than the way I do my circle, so it's like throwing me off a bit, which is why I keep having to like backtrack and redo it and everything. Fire, you burn away everything that needs to be cleansed, and you also turn something ugly into something new. Think coal. Link like coal into diamonds for that one. It's like fire and pressure, but like, or like melting silver kind of thing, etc., etc. Sorry, just had to give a little context. I call you into the circle. Water, you wash away my impurities, and you wash away the touch of others who are impure to me. I call you into the circle. Earth, you ground me, the weight of you on me brings me comfort and also turns me into something new. I call you into this circle. Spirit, you lift me and you fill me and you protect me from the harmful energies of those around me. I call you into this circle. So something kind of like along those lines is what I personally prefer to do. Not everyone will do that, and that's perfectly okay. You don't have to do that once again. So after you've called all the elements into your circle, for my personal opinion, is like this is a time where you set your intentions once again. Like you set your intentions before you start the ritual and you remind them of yourself. And you can either do this through a blessing, or you can do this through a specific prayer that you have found. I try to go for like a combination between some sort of prayer slash spell. And like just me talking and communing with nature, like a capital N nature. So I don't have an example of a prayer for you right now. I'll include one in the article. But like an example of this is I'm holding this fire purification ceremony in honor of the holiday of Imbolc, a time for new beginnings and a time for spring and a time for plants to be able to grow and thrive in their own. This ritual is to allow myself to grow the way I should be and to get and to purify all negativity in my life like a forest fire. Because, fun fact, forest fires are actually really, really helpful to the environment to a certain extent, because there are certain like plants and like germination things that can only happen after a fire. So like a forest fire is like can be really good for the land. Not every time, but like most sometimes can be like really, really good for the land and everything. Sorry, yeah. So that's something that I would do, kind of like set my intentions once again. So to set my intentions the first time, that's like, hey, here's what I hope to achieve. This is more set my intentions. That's like, I'm truly, this is not just me saying it for myself. This is me saying it to the universe, saying it to whatever higher power I may believe in, saying it to capital N nature, capital U universe, etc., etc. So after you have done so and you have said your prayer or blessing or just set your intentions, this is where you light the match or candle. If you're doing it mentally, that's perfectly okay and acceptable and valid, okay? Don't forget that it's valid. So you can do it in your head. Just imagine setting it on fire. If you're doing it physically, please make sure to don't do this ritual at the same time as listening to this podcast. Like, please don't. I don't want you to do that because you are, this is not just like, I'm putting down cards. It's like, no, you're handling fire. And that's like a very dangerous thing and can go very, very wrong very, very quickly. So I want you to practice like fire safety, guys. But yeah, so at this point, this is where you would light the match or candle. If you are doing a candle, I will say to do something like a cheap tea candle or like a cheap pillar candle, something you're very willing and okay with throwing away and not keeping. If you are using a candle, if you're using a match, make sure, sorry, I have like the coughs. What are the, oh my God, I'm just like getting sick on audio. I'm sorry, guys, Jesus. But this is where you light the match, you know, and so if you are using the paper method, like you've written down the things you want to get rid of on paper and you have them in that fire safe container, this is where you either use the candle to light the paper on fire or use the match to light the paper on fire and let it burn for a while. And as you I hope it like burned the way you want it to. If not, that's okay. So if it does like burn properly and all of it's like completely turn into ash, like as you see the fire start to fizzle out, like don't let it get to embers, but like as it's starting to fizzle out, if you are using incense, I think this is that's like the time when you use that, like those last few remaining vestiges of the pot of the fire, because that's when I consider it to be the most pure personally to light that incense, and that incense will fill whatever room you're in with like that scent. So it's kind of like now that you have purified, you're sharing that energy with the rest of your immediate environment, which is what the incense, in my opinion, and the smoke will do. If you are using a match alone, just like light the match quickly, like you don't rush it, so you don't, if you do use the proper intentions, but also don't like be too slow, because this is a match and it's in your hand. But like take the time, throw away those negative things that you want to throw away mentally, and then blow out the match. And if you're using a mental candle, then you can take your time more with this. So light that candle. Think of everything you wanted to get rid of. Think of why you wanted to get rid of it. Think of like what it will do for you when you get rid of it. Like mentally, like ball it up and throw it away. Like imagine it on a piece of paper and putting it into the fire. Like however you want to do that. And it's really up to you. But just like get rid of it and then gently put out that candle. And then once you are done with that, this is when you close the circle. So the way I do this is by going in reverse order. So I thank, what was the word I was saying? I thank all of the spirit, I thank all of the elements that I've invited into this memorial. And I was like, thank you for doing this for me. And then, wow, that was just a blank and I just like stopped in the middle, sorry. I thank all of the spirits for helping me, and then I ask them to leave the circle. So take for example, spirit, you have lifted me up in this purification ritual, sorry, and you've brought me closer to you, insert potential deity here, or like brought me closer to nature. I thank you for your assistance, and I thank you for your presence. I ask you to leave this circle. Sorry, my brain is like fried right now. Earth, you grounded me as I did this ritual, and you made sure, and you are taking the ashes of the fire with you. I thank you for being there for me. Thank you. I ask you to leave this circle, and you continue going around until you've greeted all the elements. One thing I forgot to say is that either you could do this either like afterwards, or you could do this like after you've lit the incense, is that take those ashes and spread them somewhere. Like the most ideal, because like also when I say this, I don't mean like burn like 5 sheets of paper with everything written in big letters. Like if you want to do that, that's your choice and that's totally your prerogative. But like based on the set of instructions I'm about to say, I think it would be preferable to like affect your environment as least as possible, as a small amount as possible. So do something that's like smaller scraps of paper. But if you do big sheets of paper, that's fine. I just say like throw it away or wash it down the drain. But yeah, I think the preferable idea is to dump those ashes in running water. The idea that like you're quite literally washing all those impurities away, and now they're being broken up by the river because the river is constantly flowing, so therefore they're not going to, like, come back together again and pull together again, not as, like, they're actually going to happen. You know, you get the idea. So if that's, like, not possible for you, if you live somewhere that's very windy, you could just, like, open a window. Don't open a window, actually, because, like, you don't want them near you. The point is to get them, like, away from you and outside of your environment. So don't dump them somewhere that you, like, really, really care about or is, like, sacred to you, I would say. So if you don't have access to, like, running water in, like, a river, maybe, like, find some clearing that's, like, very, very windy and then try to, like, spread them into the wind. If you can't do that, you could also just flush them down the toilet or, like, wash them down the sink drain. There are, like, multiple options, but the kind of idea is that, like, you're trying to, like, wash these negativities away as much as possible, because, like, while the fire has burned into ash, you do have the ashes left, and even though ashes can continue to affect you, like, there can be vestiges of a relationship or vestiges of something that's negative that can continue to affect you even after the original thing is long gone. So that's why I think you have to make sure to get rid of, like, all of it. And then you are done. Wow, I made it a nice 29 minutes and about 45 seconds. It's actually pretty cool. It's like 6:30 right now. But yeah, that's my ritual. I feel like I got really convoluted in explaining that. So if you guys wanna, like, email me or connect with me on Instagram and, like, let me know how I did, I feel like I could have done that better, and, like, maybe I should have separated each type of ritual into individual. I separated it in the instructions, but I didn't separate it in the recording. And maybe I should have done that. Like, maybe I should have, like, gone through. Because I don't want it to be, like, repetitive for you guys. Because, oh, you know what? Sorry, I'm, like, thinking aloud right now. If I had separated it and, like, into different segments and was like, okay, this segment is, like, how you do it with this thing, this segment is how you do it with that thing, I could have given you guys, like, a timestamp at the beginning. It was like, here's the timestamp for each version of this ritual. But I didn't think about that. So that's a note for me to make for later, but that's really good to know, actually. I'm like, yeah, let me know how you thought I did, and let me know your feedback, whether you agree, whether you disagree, however you feel about that. I am definitely gonna try to, like, pre-record one or two episodes this week and next week, so I can have Friday in on time, which is gonna be a tarot episode. Sorry. And then I'm going to New Orleans this next weekend for around Valentine's Day, so I won't be home, so I'm gonna, like, hope to pre-record the episodes and then I can publish it on time. But yeah, let me know your feedback. You guys know my email, it's thispodcasttitle@gmail.com. my Instagram is the same thing as the podcast title. I should be updating that tonight with my image for this week and, like, kind of for this episode. And, you know, you can connect with me on my blog. The blog posts will be coming up between, like, tonight and tomorrow morning. Hopefully tonight. So, let me know, guys. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all 1,000 of the listens that you've all given me. I appreciate the 200 of you that, like, listen to me pretty consistently. I appreciate you all. Thank you so, so much. If you want to, like, submit a tarot question that I can do a reading for, I'd be really, really excited to do it. There's no cost associated. Just want to make that clear. It's, like, 100% free. But I really, really want to do one because I'd like the idea of being able to do that for other people, because sometimes it's hard for me to do it for myself and be able to, like, not let my intentions play into the cards. So yeah, I'd love to do that. So connect with me, please, 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 please. I really love you guys. I really want to talk to you guys. You're, like, the greatest people ever. So please, please talk to me. Please talk to me. I'm a lonely, lonely person, and I need friends. I'm not that lonely, and I do have friends, but I'd like more friends. I'd like more internet friends, as unsafe as that is, but I think you guys are great. I'm sorry. I'm rambling now. I'm going to sign off. Merry Met. Merry part, and blessed be. Have a good night. feel free to contact me by email at wicantations@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at the handle wicantations. That is spelled WICCANTATIONS. If you'd like to learn more about my opinion on these topics, please visit my blog. The link is in the bio. I am doing bi-monthly anonymous tarot readings. If you would like to submit a question, please email me, DM me, or contact me through my blog with anonymous tarot reading in the subject line. If you would like to guarantee a tarot reading by paying for one, feel free to contact me for more information.